This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by APW, Murray Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, Purdy Insurance, Lackawanna College, Blaze Alexander Family Dealership, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Tony's Custom Tailor Shop, W&L Subaru, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Sunbury Motor Company, Carpet Man, Glick Incorporated, McCreary's HVAC, Northumberland Hearing Center. Now, let's go Matt's side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070. Tonight, the Braves on the road to take on the Lancers of Loyal Sock. Shikellamy with a record of 7-4. Loyal Sock with a record of 4-11. We are nearly ready to get going here. The Braves with a full side. Loyal Sock just 5 wrestlers, so it's fair to say there are more Shikellamy fans in this gym right now than there are Loyal Sock fans. Braves bringing a good contingent of fans, as a matter of fact. Loyal Sock completing their pre-match warm-ups. They had to grab a kid out of the stands to warm up with one of their 5 wrestlers. He goes back over and sits down with Mom and Dad. We should be getting ready to get going here. Now they all went back into the locker room. So who knows what's going on? As I said, the Braves, with a record of 7-4, first match of the week. They'll wrestle Thursday night up at Central Columbia. Central, a team that the Braves have not wrestled since back in the 70s. Loyal Sock on the schedule last year, but this is the first time that the Braves have wrestled in this gymnasium. So every now and then I get to go to a new high school. Tonight, one of them. And they're going to have senior night. They got one. Let's see if we figure out who he is. They have 2 wrestlers out injured. Gavin Briggs, it looks like. Yep, Gavin Briggs, the lone senior. He'll be wrestling Colton Semko here this evening. They only have 8 wrestlers on their roster. 2 of them are injured. So that is where we're down to just 5 matches here this evening. For the Braves, they're going to line the kids up. Let's see what. All right, let's take a real quick look at this evening's starting lineup. At 106, Les McCormick will receive a forfeit. 113, Alex Reed will receive a forfeit. And Eben Kistner. Oh, they're going to. They're also introducing Cole Lynch at 113. 120, Eben Kistner, the freshman, will receive a forfeit. Our first match will be at 126. Blaze Souter, a sophomore for the Braves, 6-14 against 7-10 junior Braden Gifford. 132, Isaac McGregor. 138, C.J. Keener, receiving forfeits at 145. Connor Wetzel, freshman at 16-10, will take on 16-2 sophomore Braden Vincenzis. 152, Caleb Yoder will get a forfeit. 160, Colton Semko, a senior for the Braves, will wrestle senior Gavin Briggs. 172, Gage Wolf will wrestle Gavin Rice. At 189, Matt Schaefer will take on Ethan French. Mason Raybuck and Blake Van Kirk will receive forfeits. So probably a quick out here tonight. So we will be starting, actually the match will start at 106. The Braves will be on top by the score of 18-0 before things get going. And as we prepare for the start of this match, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
or can Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're kicking off the new year with deals on your favorite brands.
That's right, Mark. It's Owner Appreciation Month with appreciation discounts.
We have new inventory arriving daily and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, all at great prices.
Plus, our Jeep brand has you covered with the most capable SUVs in the world.
Owner Appreciation Month is the time to start the new year in a new vehicle and experience the Zimmerman difference.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today, or call us at 570-286-2100, or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
New year, new traditions, and all new models at W&L Subaru.
A new kind of Subaru is here to help you start those new traditions.
It's a Subaru that can take you farther and is equipped and upgraded for your wildest adventures. It's the 2022 Subaru Wilderness Edition.
Get off the beaten path as you unlock a whole new adventure in an all-new 2022 Subaru Forester or Outback Wilderness Edition from W&L Subaru.
Experience the W&L difference today. Off Route 11 in Northumberland. To check out our inventory or start your W&L Express deal online, go to WNLSubaru.com.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer who offers a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Back at Loyal Sock High School, the Shikellamy Braves and the Lancers of Loyal Sock ready to tangle here on the Resolate. The referee calling the captains out to the center. They'll shake hands, toss a coin, and we will get underway here shortly. As I mentioned, first three weights forfeits. Les McCormick, freshman for the Braves. Alex Reed, a sophomore for the Braves. And Eben Kistner, although they pretty much weighed in and introduced the whole team. So we'll see who officially gets those forfeits. Les McCormick definitely will, because he's the only 106-pounder. You can see him from a mile away with the bright red hair. Les McCormick got him from the soccer team. Unfortunately, a lot of teams don't have 106-pounders. Les doesn't get to wrestle a lot. So he does get his hand raised. And it will be Alex Reed taking the forfeit at 130. Or 113, excuse me, 120. The forfeit will go to... Nope. Got to put his headgear on. Even Kistner for the Braves, so they now lead by the score of 18-0. Blaise Souter will be the first actual match on the mat for the Braves. Sophomore 6-14, 7-10. Braden Gifford. Braves junior high winning here earlier. Kind of the same deal. Not a whole lot of kids from Loyal Sock out for wrestling. Gifford takes the arm. Tries the fireman carry on Souter. Souter needs to clear his hips. Gifford with a carry and a two-point takedown for Braden Gifford. of Loyal Sox. Laces the leg in on the left side. Reaches across, far arm. That tries to put on a far side cradle. Riding very loose. Satter trying to get to his base. Up on all four turns. He's got a two-point reversal. As Gifford slipped off over the top. But now Satter getting high. Gifford pulling him back over top. Satter hanging on with his legs. Gifford pops his head, pops his arm. Two-point reversal. And we are at 4-2. Tight waist, arm pry left. Gifford steps to the right side. Satter trying to do the inside stand-up. He's got to be careful because Gifford's looking to lock up a cradle. Now Satter clears his head, stands, they go off the edge of the mat. No reversal, no escape. 4-2 the score in favor of Braden Gifford. 38 seconds to go. In the first period, Satter sits back in on Gifford. Gifford with a tight waist. Gifford working right side. Got the far wrist, bar arm right. Satter fighting off the bar arm. Got loose hips. Now Gifford steps across. And again, gets loose as Satter trying to shake him off the top. Shaking, shaking. Gifford hanging on. And they will end the first period that way. 4-2 lead for Braden Gifford over Shikalimi's Blaze Satter. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Satter on the bottom. He's set. Gifford on top. And we're back underway. Again, Satter loosens up the hips. Gifford with a tight waist. Cross face. Satter, baseball bat in the arm, turns. Gifford trying to spread eagle Satter on the mat. Grapevines the left leg, reaches across, takes the right knee, leans back in. Satter clears the leg. Gifford steps to the right side. Gifford locks in a near side cradle. Satter simply pulls his head out. They stand. Wizards. And Satter trips Gifford to the mat. Two-point reversal. We're tied at four with a minute to go in the second period. Satter has Gifford flattened out, and they go off the edge of the mat. 49 seconds to go in the second period. 4-4 tie. Play Satter and Braden Gifford. Gifford back in set. Satter on top. Gifford jumps the whistle. Now he's going to caution Satter. Try it again. Now we're back underway. Satter bundles the arm, rolls Gifford through. He's going to get some near fall points. Not going to pin him. Going to pick up three, though. Let's the arm go. No, he doesn't. Still has it underneath. Now he does as he looks for a far side cradle. Three-point near fall. And all of a sudden, Blaze Satter leads 7-4. Tight waist. One-on-one. Gifford tries to sit. Satter stays in control. Gifford hips in. Satter drops his hips. Got to keep his hips up off of the mat, which he does. Gifford turns. Satter hangs on to the legs. Hangs on. And that is the end of the second period. A big 5-point second period for Blaze Satter. He leads 7-4. Third period wrestling. They are going to start on their feet. Again, Gifford with the fireman's carry. Two-point takedown. Keeps the arm. Attacks the head. Two-point takedown. Tightens the score to 7-6. Gifford riding right side. Rides very high. Got a very tenuous hold on that grapevine on the right leg. Doesn't have it sunk in very deep. He's going to try a power half on the left side. Sauter presses back to his base again. Trying to control the far arm. Gifford trying to get that leg back in. Riding very high. Sauter sits back in. Peels the leg free. Squares his hips. Slowly crawling on top of Gifford. Now Gifford gets his hips up off of the mat. Sauter steps across. Gifford drops his hips again. Sauter with a better hip. Sauter with a two-point reversal. And he puts Gifford on his back. Referee counting out near fall points.
1 second. Punch it. Work it.
Gifford rolls through three-point near fall. And 11-6. Now Sauter getting high. Gifford trying to come out the back. Stacks him over onto his back. Two-point reversal. He's going to get some near fall points.
10 seconds.
2-point near fall as Sauter bellies out. Time winding down. And that is the end of the match. Blaze Sauter hangs on to an 11-8 decision. Wins Braves 21, Loyal Sox 0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC, Dunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Dunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Dunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back, and since you were away, a bunch more Braves got their hands raised. We just talked about Blaze Sauter with his 11-8 decision. Isaac McGregor makes it 27-0. C.J. Keener makes it 33-0. 145 will be wrestling. Connor Wetzel, freshman for the Braves, at 16-10. 16-2 sophomore Braden Vichens for the Lancers. Then we're underway. Front headlock. Front head and arm by Wetzel. They come back to their feet. Vincenz up under the arm. They go off the edge of the mat. Loyal Sox with two other wrestlers with some pretty good records that are not wrestling tonight due to injury. Arm pass attempt by Vincenz. He does not want to be tied up on. To go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Vichens looks for a leg. Wetzel sprawls. They come back to their feet. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. Wetzel moves in. Looks for a leg, in deep on the leg. Vincenz trying to step across behind. Whizzers. Wetzel pops his arm free, pops his head free. They're back on their feet. Lift and plant for Connor Wetzel in a two-point takedown. Did a good job of not panicking and stayed with the move. Knew what he wanted to do. Vincenz with a wrist roll. He'll come out front. Wetzel hangs on to the leg. Vincenz with a whizzer. Steps over on the whizzer. Two-point reversal. Wetzel from behind with the leg. Sits Vincenz on the mat. Two-point reversal. So we had a two-point takedown, a two-and-two. Again, no panic by Wetzel. Seven seconds to go in the first period. Got a finish on top, Connor. And a caution. Well, that's on Wetzel. Try it again. Vincenz stands. Wetzel picks him up, plants him back down. Just about locks his hands. And that'll be the end of the first period. Connor Wetzel hanging on to a 4-2 lead over Braden Vincenz. If you're wondering where Loyal Sauk High School is, you get off the Faxon Street exit on the Williamsport bypass. Travel about a mile and a half, 2 miles, or on the right-hand side. Smack dab in the middle of Montoursville and Williamsport. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Connor Wetzel, Shikalimi on the bottom. Vincenz goes to work on the wrists. Puts Wetzel into the high bridge. Wetzel rolls through. Wizards comes to his feet. 1 point escape for Connor Wetzel. He leads 5-2. Vincenz ties up on the head of Wetzel. Digs his toes in, not going anywhere. Tries an arm pass on Wetzel. Gets a bear hug. Wetzel gives Brown. Vincenz steps through. And they go off the edge of the mat. Minute 13 in the second period. Tied up. Arm pass attempt by Vincenz. He's tried that two or three times now. Wetzel has to feel that. And they go out of bounds. On their feet again. Just quickly counting the fans across the way for Loyal Sauk. There's 20 of them and 4 table workers. Probably quadruple the number of Shikalimi fans here. Vincenz in deep on the leg of Wetzel, but Wetzel with a wizard fights them off as they go off the edge of the mat with 31 seconds to go. In the second period, 5-2 lead for the Brave freshmen. They lock up. Hand fighting. Head ties, they break apart. Vincenz, a wild shot, didn't set it up. Wetzel sprawls, they come back to their feet. Again, Vincenz in, looks for a leg. That is the end of the second period. The score, 5-2 in favor of Connor Wetzel. As I mentioned, the Braves back in action Thursday. They travel to Central Columbia to take on the Blue Jays, and then Saturday morning, start time at 9 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 8:45. The Braves will rest in the Pittston area Patriots in the first round of the Line Mountain duels. That, of course, in Line Mountain. And then the Braves next week. Let me go to my calendar. On Groundhog Day, the Braves will take on Line Mountain. So they may wrestle Line Mountain twice. I don't know if they're going to wrestle them on Saturday or not. And then next week starts the team tournament. Meanwhile, Connor Wetzel with a real nice takedown on Braden Vincenz. Leads 7-3. Vincenz turns in underneath. Wetzel cross-facing. And they'll come back to their feet. Neutral. 1 point escape for Vincenz. 7-4. Vincenz again. Wild shot in on the leg. Doesn't set it up, and Wetzel counters him. On their feet. Locked up. Break apart. And Shins again the shot. They'll go off the edge of the mat. On their feet, some hand fighting. Arm drag attempt by Vincennes. Wetzel blocks them. They come to their feet over and under hook. Wetzel breaks it. Again, they lock up. Duck under attempt by Vincennes. Back to their feet. Wetzel, now he was elbow deep and was in danger of being barrel rolled, pulled that out. They go off the edge of the mat with just 4 seconds to go. Vincennes again, the wild shot. And that is the end of the match, 7-4. The final score, Connor Wetzel over Braden Vincennes, the Braves 36-0. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Arkin Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're kicking off the new year with deals on your favorite brand.
That's right, Mark. It's Owner Appreciation Month with appreciation discounts.
We have new inventory arriving daily and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, all at great prices.
Plus, our Jeep brand has you covered with the most capable SUVs in the world.
Owner Appreciation Month is the time to start the new year in a new vehicle and experience the Zimmerman difference.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today, or call us at 570-286-2100, or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back. The Braves are now up 42-0. Caleb Yoder receiving a forfeit at 152. We are at 160. Colton Semko, the senior for Shikellamy. He is 17-6, ranked 8th regionally. 3-6, senior Gavin Briggs. A nice knee pull by Semko. And as they go off the edge of the mat, he picks up a two-point takedown. Back into the center. Briggs tries to stand. Semko, tight waist, tackles him back to the mat. Bar arm on the left side. Now steps to the right side. Puts in a half Nelson. Loses a Nelson. Claw ride from the left side. Needs a pivot point. Can't get it. Goes to a half Nelson on the left side. Looks for that far wrist. And Briggs finally able to get out of bounds. He didn't want any part of that. 106 to go in the first period. Briggs sits, Semko tight waist, bar arm left, breaks him to his stomach. With the bar, works Briggs to his side. Again, not able to get that pivot point. Briggs is a tall, lanky wrestler. He's not able to control a far wrist. Goes to a half Nelson on the right side. Steps out. Puts Briggs over. Goes to a... Well, no. Now he steps across. Bundles the arms. Reverse Nelson. Briggs bridges. And he pins him. Minute 36 of the first period. The time of the fall. For Semko, 48-0, Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
And we're back, 172 pounds right now. The state's 11th best wrestler, Gage Wolf, a senior for the Braves, at 19-4 against junior Gavin Rice. He is 5-12, and we are underway. Wolf up under the arm. He's trying to set up a lateral drop. And instead, it's Rice with a front head and arm trying to put him in double trouble. Wolf comes back the opposite way. He puts Rice on his back. Referee down counting. And he pins him. 39 seconds of the first period. Woof with the fall. 54-0 in favor of the Braves. We're back with the final match of the evening right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
And we are back. Matt Schaefer for the Braves. He is a junior. And Ethan French, a sophomore for Loyal Sock. The two tangle here near the edge, break apart, back on their feet. Schaefer down heavy on the head of French. Now comes up under the arm. Really working the head. Arm drag attempt. You hear Coach Bryce Town over there telling him to work on the head. Definitely a heavyweight deal where you work on that head, stretch out those neck muscles, tire them out. Pays dividends in the third period. Front head and arm, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. They lock up. Schaefer up under the arm. Now front headlock. Snaps French to his knees. Circles to the rear. Two-point takedown for Matt Schaefer. Schaefer with a tight waist. Steps to the right side. Trying to work on some wrist control. Now he's got control of the right wrist, or the left wrist, steps to the right side to put the half Nelson on. Getting a little high with his ride. Feels power half on the left side. With the power half. Breaking French, and he puts him over, and French is going to roll through. Oh. A two-point reversal at the buzzer. And Coach Town going to question that. He says, no, he ran out of time. I don't think I've ever seen one of those work, but he had to try it. Coach Town, who works out with these big guys, this is one of his guys, so he's going to step in there for him. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Schaefer on the bottom. He stands. Turns. Two-point reversal. For Matt Schaefer, lead 4-2. Going back to work with that power half. It's the only thing he has, though. Breaks French back to his stomach. Riding the wrist. Gets the leg in. Cross faces. He's got French on his back. French bellies out, two-point near fall. Power half left. 6-2 lead, and puts French in double trouble. He's got French on his back. He's got him tight. He's got the half Nelson, and French just able to hold his left shoulder up. Not for long. That is the end of the match. He pins him in 2 minutes and 44 seconds of the second period. It'll make it 60-0 for the Braves. Mason Raybuck will get a forfeit, 66-0, 72-0. The Braves, this is their first shutout in a number of years. They used to get them fairly regularly, but this is the first in a while. Shutting out the Loyal Sox Lancers, 72-0. Now keep in mind, the most points that can be scored in a match are 78. So the Braves just 6 points of short of being perfect. But they will improve to 8-4. Loyal Sox drops to 4-12, and we'll be back with a wrap-up right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Susan from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
And we are back at Loyal Sock High School. The Braves just six points short of perfect.
Yeah.
78 to nothing.
Perfection would have been nice.
Well, and a big congratulations to you. The Braves used to regularly shut people out. In fact, they have a couple wins where the score for the opponent was in negative numbers due to some unsportsmanlike calls. So,
yeah.
71 to minus one is one that comes to mind against Shimoga.
Okay.
That was a while back.
Sure, they were
not
fired up.
They've not shut out anybody in a number of years. So you can go brag to Mike, who's helping. He never shut anybody up.
I'll be sure to bring that up to him.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll rub it in your face. We started off 18 to nothing. So, I mean,
that's
come
a
on,
good man. Start.
Yeah. Les McCormick, Alex Reed, and Evan Kistner. It's a good start. But, boy, you would have really liked to have those kids get a match.
Yeah, of course, we'd rather have them get an experience mat time coming into the end of the season. But a lot of teams are struggling right now to fill a roster.
126, Blaze Sauter starts it off for you. Starts off a little slow, gives away a takedown, but comes back with some back points.
Yes.
He's got to quit riding so dang high. He gives up too many reversals.
I was yelling that the whole time, settle back, settle back. We're going to work on it in practice. We've been working on it. Yeah. It's a problem, but he was able to pull out the win there. He looked a little tired to me, honestly. So maybe we got to condition him a little harder.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they're in all very good condition. It's one of those things where you got to learn how to relax a little bit sometimes, too.
Yeah.
He did seem very tense. Well, he wrestled a kid that wrestled pretty much the same way he did, so he was able to get the reversals back. Isaac McGregor and C.J. Keener, another two guys that, man, I'll tell you, a match tonight would have been great for them. They got forfeits. 145, Connor Wetzel, maybe the last guy in the Loyal Sock lineup that looked pretty good here, Braden Finchens.
Mm-hmm.
And Wetzel beat him 7-4. There's some things he needs to work on.
Yeah.
He needs to finish that shot behind his opponent rather than his legs.
He needs
that penetration.
We've been working on that go-behind finish with him.
Yeah.
He needs to get back there a little quicker. And, of course, countering those shots, he had some great opportunities for a quick go-behind finish. Didn't quite capitalize on all of those. We would have liked him to, but he pulled out the W. I'm Team Wetzel all the way. He impresses me. Freshman, he's going to do some things.
Yeah, I am impressed with him, too, and you're right. That a reshot, you're going to score a lot of times on that, especially in high school. 152 pounds, Caleb Yoder has been getting six for you. He gets an easy six tonight as a senior. Then he put up Colton Semko. Semko has been wrestling good. Had some glitches, but he's getting into his postseason form here.
We're working out the kinks on him coming into the postseason, which, you know, that's the time to be peaking. So I'm glad to see him wrestling well.
Not a lot of competition. Gets that first period fall. And then you go to Gage Wolf. Have you ever taught him anything other than that lateral drop? That's all he wants to do.
I have not shown him that. That's something he goes to. We were trying to get him away from that, wrestle out in space, but You know, he obviously, we're on a roll tonight, and he wanted to finish big, so that's what he did. He went out there and went for that underhook and chuck, and he got it.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was on edge, though. It was a little sketchy there for a minute. I was on the edge of my seat.
He's not afraid to have somebody throw him to his back. He knows more often than not he's going to roll him through.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work out, but gets you a quick first grade fall. And then Matt Schaefer and Ethan French. French comes in with a pretty decent record. And, you know, Schaefer, a junior.
I actually think these were back. These two are flip-flop.
Okay.
I think it was,
okay, so it was
French,
Gavin Rice. Okay.
French on Wolf, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
How that played out.
But a nice win for Matt tonight.
Absolutely.
Really,
yeah,
nice
he showed
win.
Some good stuff. And that's the type of wrestling we've been trying to preach to him. You know, he's obviously an undersized 89-pounder.
Yeah.
So he's got to get out there, be more mobile, get his spins, get his go-behinds, stay out from underneath these big guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right a little bit tighter hips. He seems to have loose hips. I'd like to see him get a little bit tighter in there. 215, Mason Raybuck. Here's a kid. I mean, he's a lot like Wetzel. He started off, hit some rough patches at the beginning of the year. Has really come on, and boy, he's got a great far side cradle.
Yeah, that's his move, and he knows it, and I think his opponent tonight knew it and wanted to stay out of it. That's why he got a forfeit. But no, he's certainly maturing and showing us some really good stuff, and we have high expectations for Mason, you know, finishing out the season and, of course, next year.
And then Blake Van Kirk receiving a forfeit to make it 72-0.
Yeah, that's a nice number.
Yeah. Again, it gives you something to remind Egan about in a ride home. So you got Central Columbia coming up. They're kind of in the same spot as Loyal Sock, maybe a few more guys on Thursday. But then on Saturday, it looks like you're going to be wrestling Pittston.
Yes, that'll be interesting.
Yes, because I looked and they've had a full lineup.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Get everybody a match.
Yeah, yep. The Braves wrestled Pittston. Boy, I can't remember. We used to wrestle them, it seemed like, to advance into the state tournament. Mm. We wrestled them a couple times, and you know, we've beaten them. But some familiar names from Pittston.
Okay.
So I'm guessing Sun.
I haven't checked out their rosters, so I'm not as familiar. I'm not from the area, but looking forward to beating them nonetheless.
Oh, that's fine. You know, just because you don't know them doesn't mean you can't beat up on them a little bit. So. All righty, Coach, 72-0. Again, the first shout-out in quite a few years. I'd have to look back and see when it was. But rolling these guys into postseason form.
Yes,
congratulations.
Sir. Let's keep after it.
All righty. Hey, thank you very
Talk
much.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice. I like shutting them out.
Shiklemy coach Tim Bosch. That's nice. I like shutting them out is what he just said. So good job by the Braves tonight here. Like I said, 78 points is the most you can score. Braves scoring 72. So from the Loyal Sock High School, where again the final score, Shiklemy 72, Loyal Sock 0. The Braves improved to 8-4. Loyal Sock drops to 4-11. For my engineer back at the studio, Rick Erdman, working high atop our Blue Hill studios. Join me again Thursday when the Braves take on the Central Columbia Blue Jays. This is Steve Williams inviting you back next time when the Braves throw it down on the Resilie. Good night.
For listening to Shiklemy Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WDKOK and WDKOK.com.